Beta particles, being fast-moving electrons, have a negative charge of -1. If a nucleus emits a beta particle, its positive charge increases by 1, as if two particles, one positive and the other negative, that existed in harmony as a neutral pair had been ripped apart with the ejection of the electron, leaving behind its positive partner. The new atom produced by beta decay has a nuclear charge that is 1 greater than the disintegrating atom, moving it 1 place to the right in the periodic table. When Bohr took his ideas to Rutherford, he was warned about the danger of extrapolating from comparatively meager experimental evidence. Surprised by this muted reception, he attempted to convince Rutherford that it would be the final proof of his atom. He failed. Part of the problem lay in Bohr's inability to express his ideas clearly. Rutherford, preoccupied with writing a book, did not make the time to fully grasp the significance of what Bohr had done. Rutherford believed that although alpha particles were emitted from the nucleus, beta particles were just atomic electrons somehow ejected from a radioactive atom. Despite Bohr's trying on 5 separate occasions to persuade him, Rutherford hesitated in following his logic all the way to its conclusion. Sensing that Rutherford was by now becoming a bit impatient with him and his ideas, Bohr decided to let the matter rest. Others did not. Frederick Soddy soon spotted the same displacement laws as Bohr, but unlike the young Dane, he was able to publish his research without first having to seek approval of a superior. Nobody was surprised that Soddy was at the forefront of these breakthroughs, but no one could have guessed that an eccentric 42-year-old Dutch lawyer would introduce an idea of fundamental importance. In July 1911, in a short letter to the journal Nature, Antonius Johannes van den Broek speculated that the nuclear charge of a particular element is determined by its place in the periodic table, its atomic number, not its atomic weight. Inspired by Rutherford's atomic model, van den Broek's idea was based upon various assumptions that turned out to be wrong, such as nuclear charge being equal to half the atomic weight of the element. Rutherford was suitably annoyed that a lawyer should publish a lot of guesses for fun without sufficient foundation.